Well, novelty is not necessarily good or nice. Physicists believe the universe is running down ultimately into a state of disorder. But what I see is everywhere the emergence of more and more complex forms, languages, organisms, technologies. So I see the cosmos, if you will, as a kind of novelty-producing engine, a kind of machine which produces complexity in all realms, physical, chemical, social, whatever, and then uses that achieved level of complexity as the platform for further complexity. Finally, it's going to be so weird that people are going to have to talk about how weird it is. And at that point, novelty theory can come out of the woods. So the good news is that as primates, we're incredibly adaptable to change. We can put up with about anything, and it's a good thing because we're going to be tested to the limit. You don't depart for the stars under calm and orderly conditions. It's a fire in a madhouse, and that's what we have, the fire in the madhouse. This is what it's like when a species prepares to move on to the next dimension. The galaxy is a kind of an organism. You can think of it as a fractal resonance with a cell. The galaxy has a nucleus where very mysterious processes are going on. Then it has a cytoplasmic envelope of stars and gas clouds that surround that core. And then it is an individual, very distinctly defined. All organisms have a core and then a deployed surround, whether we're talking about the cell, the solar system, the Earth, the galaxy. In the process of the conservation of novelty, you know, scientists are very puzzled that the galaxies don't fly apart. They don't seem to have enough mass that their gravitation should hold them together. And there's been a lot of talk about some missing factor. Well, the missing factor is novelty.